All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, it's me, and I want to thank everyone at the Oasis Podcast, as you were.
Hello and welcome back to the Oasis Podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis. And it's a very exciting week as I'm recording this on Sunday night, and Liam Gallagher's album, Come On You Know, was released a couple of days ago, which was always exciting to get new music from a Gallagher. And the first thing I want to say about it is I'm sorry. I was wrong. I was really negative, not really negative, but I was quite negative on the tracks that came out. Everything's Electric, I was kind of, mixed to positive. Come On You Know, I was very negative on. And Better Days, I was mixed to positive. And I was generally just thought, okay, well, I'm not sure where this is going. My feeling going into it was, this just feels like another set of songs similar to Why Me, Why Not, but not quite as good. And so I was a bit concerned that he's just gone, all right, let's just put out another album quickly because, you know, we need something to play the songs at Nebworth. I was wrong. I was completely wrong. I have to question, like, why did he put those ones out? You know, there's some really interesting and different and strange songs on the album. And he didn't put them out. He sort of put these other ones out, which were I didn't think were that impressive, especially Come On You Know. And and he had some amazing stuff that he could have put out that I'm sure would have had the expectations for the album really high, and they didn't. So, but anyway, that's doesn't really matter at the end of the day. You know, we don't ever question the fact that Chinatown came out second from As You Were, which just, you know, that's As You Were is the album now, and that's it. So, what did you guys think of it? I was really pleasantly surprised. I had a bit of a strange listening experience because a friend of mine who's been on the pod, who shall not be named, sent me the tracks via WhatsApp like a day or so before. So I did actually listen to them a day or so before, but it was completely out of order. I think it was kind of like backwards, or I'm not sure what the order was, but I know The Joker was at the start and Wave was at the start. So that was like really strange, because then when the album actually dropped, I was like, oh, right, okay, well, they're like, I'm used to those being the opening tracks. Generally, I really agree that when Liam said this is a weird album, I 100% agree. It definitely is a weird album. There's a lot of interesting, strange production on it. It feels to me like he's really let Andrew Wyatt go for it. I know it's partly Andrew Wyatt, partly Greg Kurstin, and there's a couple of other guys in there that have done some stuff. But it really feels to me like an Andrew Wyatt album. Like Andrew Wyatt had some of the stronger and sort of stranger tracks on Why Me, Why Not, and he's really gone for it here. So we get some really interesting stuff in production and song structures and things like that. And you think, oh, wow, that's not what I was expecting from a Liam Gallagher album at all. So really, really pleased about that, because I say that was the one thing I was really worried about was, is this just going to be the same again, but just inferior songs? But no, it really, really wasn't. So I was very pleased about that. A couple of bits just to sort of to cover off the timeline. So we had the Jules Holland performance, which was cool. And the last episode I talked about Worlds in Need with Joel. And once again, I'm pretty negative on that, to be honest. We'll talk about that, how I feel about that on the album. And then we got the Rockfield documentary dropped. So we got from there Diamond in the Dark and Too Good for Giving Up, which was, you know, which obviously we then got versions of that. And Diamond in the Dark then suddenly appeared as a single. Like, okay, right, fine. You know, it was just a bit of a strange one. And whether it was maybe that they just didn't want people like listening to the Diamond in the Dark version from the Rockfield documentary, and whether they just wanted to get it, get listens on the Spotify thing that would get them hits. I'm not sure. But anyway. Come on, I shine like a diamond in the dark. I'm floating like a light in the eye. I'm walking round in circles through the park. I know top talk will erase you. Now I know how many holes it takes. And I really don't know why to shake these memories. So yeah, Diamond in the Dark appeared from that, and then which was cool. I really like Diamond in the Dark, and yeah, and the Rockfield documentary was good fun. That sort of way of doing it, where obviously there's an interviewer off screen asking questions, I don't really think it works, because you kind of want someone to be kind of vibing off Liam and pushing back with him and challenging him and things like that. And when it's sort of an off screen person, it just always feels a bit stilted, and like it doesn't have that same buzzy vibe as like when you've got someone with Liam. The fact they had Lennon and Gene there was nice, although they didn't really add much. I think the probably the most entertaining thing from their contribution was when Liam like went off to the loo, and they were sort of saying about how like they don't want to go into the loo after him or something, which was interesting.
Mate, I don't want to go in there after him, man.
Yeah, no one uses toilet after him, man. Like,
have a heart attack. Mate, you've got to go save him.
You've got to go save him.
Dementia's kicking in. He doesn't know where he is.
Mate, he's gone to the toilet and gone, where am I?
I'm at Network.
Where am I? Walking around for it, Network. He's just talking to like the big fucking urinal.
They do have a cool vibe. They're two, like, you know, cool lads. And, you think they could be in a band together, actually. That would be, you know, that would be pretty cool. It was nice to see Kingsley there, and really good to see friend of the show, Nick Bryan. He got his little cameo in and said hello to Liam, which is really cool to see, Nick.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate. Long time, no see.
Feel a bit, yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
When you've been away.
And I just said on Twitter, actually, it would be really great if someone could mix together the little documentary Noel did at Rockfield with the documentary Liam's done at Rockfield. I mean, it's a bit of a strange one for Liam to choose to do that. The argument was, oh, they're going to be rehearsing for Nebworth. Well, why would you drive, like, from London to Wales to do a rehearsal for a gig? That doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't you just rehearse in Rack Studios in London or something? You know, so obviously they sort of had the idea to take it down to Rockfield, but it's just a bit bizarre seeing as Noel had done it kind of a year ago. But anyway, there you go. That was what they choose to do. Yeah, but other than that, I think it was a fun documentary. I think he was didn't really add much in the chat. I really liked the versions of the tunes. I really liked the, do you know what I mean? Particularly that sounded great. I mean, his voice sounded great in all of them. I think there may have been some sort of studio help in that, because the songs all sounded great and the voice sounded great on all of them. Maybe a bit too good. So, but anyway, that doesn't matter. It wasn't meant for that purpose. It's meant as an entertaining TV show, which it was, and to showcase the songs. So, yeah, so generally I thought it was excellent and enjoyed that a lot. And then, then we get into the album. So let's just go track by track, shall we? So we start off with More Power, and this is such an interesting and weird way to start the album with the children's choir. I've seen people mention Another Brick in the Wall. I've seen people mention You Can't Always Get What You Want, which I think is probably the most, specific thing that Liam was probably going for. But yeah, that is a really interesting one. The melody actually sounds a bit like Hole Again by Atomic Kitten, because he goes like...
People talking like they're gods, but that's just not the deal.
If you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky.
Which obviously has been used as the whole Southgate, You're the One song recently. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm right. Anyway, I'll drop it in here and see what you think. But, yeah, I really like this one. And the children's choir is a bit like, wow, where did that come from? Especially being the first thing you hear on the album. It's a strange choice. I actually asked on Twitter whether people think that was a good idea. I asked, what do you think about the choir in More Power? The options were love it, bit weird but cool, should have binned it off. We've had 780 votes, love it got 52%, bit weird but cool 32%, and should have binned it off 16%. So as I thought, a pretty fair mix. I mean, I like it, but I think it is weird. I think it is a strange choice. But then, interesting point from Carrie Patino on Twitter. Love it. The boys' choir really adds to the meaning of the song, singing to mother and father, and then enters the adult version of the boy, Liam. It's very powerful. Yeah, and I think it is. I mean, anytime you hear Liam talking about mother or father, because you know where he's come from, you know the relationship, very different relationship with those two. That's going to have some extra meaning. So that does have a lot of meaning. One thing I thought was weird is the way he sings mother, father. It's strange. Like, you'd think he would go mother, or, you know, and it then sounds a bit like All Apologies by Nirvana, but, you know, you would have thought he would sort of elongate it a bit, but mother is just a bit strange. But anyway, but no, I do really like that one.
If you want to keep the things you love, then you better learn to kneel. Father, father, I can see so many things now that you're gone. I wish I had more power. Oh yeah, how I wish I had more power.
Oh, I wish I had more power.
You know, I really like that. I wish I had more power. That's just such a lovely thought. You know, especially at the moment when there's just not much we can do about certain situations. And I mean, there's some great imagery in that song. The cutting never really heals, just enough to stop the bleed. You know, that's pretty good, you know. And then interesting when it ends with, is this what you came for? Because it's almost like he's challenging the listener. Is this what you came for? Because, you know, this is weird. This is a bit different. This is not what you'd maybe expect. This is written by Liam and Andrew Wyatt, and produced by Andrew Wyatt and Emil Haney.
This is what you came for. Is this what you came for? This is what you came for.
So yeah, More Power was really good, I thought. Next up was Diamonds in the Dark, which has got a really cool kind of funkiness to it. And it's definitely got Arctic Monkeys' AM album vibe in the guitars and just the general vibe to it. And I love the way that Liam sings, like, memories. You know, it's just classic Liam. And that Now I Know How Many Holes It Takes to, you know, often he does these sort of little homages to Beatles songs, homages to Beatles lyrics, and they can, like, just do your head in, especially when it's just really obvious and you're like, oh, come on. Whereas something about that I just really like. I mean, the fact he doesn't then go on to, say, build, you know, fill the Albert Hall, the fact he just ends at that point, I just think, oh, that's cool. You know, it's a really cool way to do it without going into sort of, you know, just being cheesy and obvious. And Diamond in the Dark, same again, written by Liam, Andrew Wyatt, but also Michael Teague, who's worked with Jeff Buckley, Mark Ronson, Adele, etc.
There's a fire in the sky, and baby, there's a red dawn in my eyes, and all the meanings got so twisted since you've gone. And I guess I hope you're fine, but really, you know, I hope you're crying. And there's a million things to say since you've been gone. Come on, I'm shining like a diamond in the dark. I'm falling like a lion in the eye.
After that, it's probably my favorite track on the album, which is Don't Go Halfway. Mike Moore and Dan McDoodle from Liam's band gets credit here. So, and as well as Liam, Andrew Wyatt, and the producer is just Andrew Wyatt here. And I think that's really great. You know, you can hear maybe it's sort of the band coming together and sort of jamming this one out. This is my favorite on the album, I think, just because, you know, this really sounds sort of that kind of mid to late 60s Beatles period, which is my favorite kind of music, you know, that sort of, they call it freak beat when you're coming out of the mod scene and getting, before you get into the full psychedelic. I love that. That's my sort of favorite type of music. So yeah, so it was just really lovely to hear that. And yeah, and Dan McDougall did mention it on Instagram. He just tagged the fact that, you know, he's done a screen grab of the fact that he's listed as a writer on it, which is very, very cool. But yeah, I just love the fact it sounds a lot like Temples. You know, Temples, I've talked about on here before, but Temples, especially that first album, one of my favorite bands, one of my favorite albums of the last sort of 10 years. And it's really, they just capture that kind of freak beat sound, that late, you know, sort of 1966 to 1967 kind of sound. It was very, very specifically around then, with the kind of Indian-y sort of melody influences and the just, you know, very, very Beatles, obviously, but a lot of other bands from around that period.
I'm all right, there's a beautiful light on the horizon. Maybe one day she'll say sorry, she will know she went blinded. Please don't say
And I saw a few people kind of slag off that lyric at the start where he says, had a girl, she gave me hell in our flat in Camberwell. I think that's great. I think that's really good fun. You know, I'd much rather have that than some like cheesy, obvious kind of rhyme. And I also absolutely love, in the back of a cab, I was spangled as a flag in America. I just think that's brilliant. And the way he sings America, and it goes into the sort of the phases and the harmony. I love that. I love those sort of slightly weird, silly lyrics. Like, I had no issue with clean the pool, send the kids to school, things like that, you know, because it's just different. And it's like, it, you know, makes you go, oh, cool, rather than makes you go, oh, all right.
In the back of a cab, I was spangled as a flag.
Uh, And there's just some great lines, like, you were all thumbs through the dark days. You know, you were all thumbs. That's just, you know, that's not an obvious rhyme. You know, you were all thumbs through the dark days. When your time comes, don't go halfway. And then we get into this sort of this middle eight section. And I think it goes like the middle eight in Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden, which is my favorite sort of tunes around that time, when it's this, and you can still come together, and you get that, and it sounds like Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden, but I'll drop it in here so you don't have to listen to my rubbish mouth guitar.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, and just like, I just love it. I love the way that the lines end and the production and the sort of stop-start nature of it, the syncopation. Brilliant, brilliant song. One of my favourites. Gone straight into my kind of top 10 Liam songs. Absolutely, really love that. Then we go into Come On You Know, and I still have issues with Come On You Know, but in the context of the album, I do like it. This is what I was hoping would be the case, that, you know, in as a standalone single, you're kind of, you are treating it in isolation. You're just looking at this one song and go, okay, here is a 5-minute, 7-second song. You know, the only the second thing we've heard from Liam in a long time. What has he got for us? And when it was just sort of like, oh, is that it? You know, just a really simple chord sequence, you know, very simple melody. It's very clear. This is one of the only songs that he wrote himself on the album. With no help at all. It was this and World's in Need is the other one he did himself. And you can kind of tell, because it's like, it really should have been fleshed out a little bit more here, to be honest. But yeah, the one thing though, in the context of the album, it works significantly better. You know, coming from Don't Go Halfway into this one, I think it works really well. You know, that sort of longer outro section, I think it's great. I think it's really, really good. I don't mind as much about some of the cheesy lyrics now as I did. That sort of beautiful people get together. We're only here for a short while. I really like I'm Sick of Acting Tough. Come on, baby, give a hug. I think that's lovely. And, you know, once again, it's another one of those sort of personal kind of real lyrics that you would say. You know, I much prefer lyrics to be real rather than cheesy. So yeah, definitely gone up in my estimation. Next up is Too Good for Giving Up. This is written by Liam with Simon Aldred, and produced by Simon Aldred and Adam Noble. This would be the closest one on the album to Once or For What It's Worth, like just a big piano ballad. And I like it. I don't love it. I think it's not as good as Once, although I can see it sort of, you know, creeping up on me over the months and actually, you know, finding it very beautiful. I love the line, the universe will provide. So obviously it's a well-used line in the past, but, you know, it's just the way he sings it and stuff. And, you know, I think it's been good seeing him do it on the Rockfield Dock. You know, the fact that it's a tender ballad, but he just belts it out. But yeah, not up there with Once for me, not as good as, say, All You're Dreaming Of, I think is stronger than it. So liked it, but, you know, not up there with his best ballads. Then we've got Everything's Electric, which we talked about a lot on here. Same again, I'm sort of positive on it. And once again, in the context of the album, I think it does work really well. We never got to the bottom of the Friedrich Kunath situation. Why the hell this random German artist happened to get a writing credit on the song? Makes no sense whatsoever, but there you go. Did have some Instagram messages with him and didn't get anywhere with that, so don't know. But yeah, there's Greg Kurstin coming in as a co-writer, along with Dave Grohl and a producer on it. The only other track that Greg Kurstin came in and produced was Better Days. So it feels to me like, okay, we need the big guns out for this single. Let's get Greg Kurstin, because he's the main man. He's done, you know, he's won 8 Grammy Awards, Producer of the Year a couple of times, 2017 and 18. He's worked with everyone, Adele, Sia, Kelly Clarkson, Paul McCartney, Beck, everyone. So, you know, he's probably in high demand. So it's like, right, we really want a couple of special ones. Can we get Greg for these? And so hence Everything's Electric and Better Days, which were the two big singles. But yeah, as I said, not a huge amount extra to say about that. Oh, I've completely missed out It Was Not Meant to Be, which is written by Liam and Andrew Wyatt and produced by Andrew Wyatt. This is a really kind of lovely acoustic-y, folky sort of song. And I really like that "and you are no island" bit. I think that's really, really cool. And in your heart time. And I love that line, "realizations subtle as a heart attack," which is, it's just a beautiful, subtle as a heart attack is just a lovely phrase. Reminds me of, there's a line in a Super Furry Animals song where they says, "as subtle as a nail bomb to the head. You came to me in peace and left me in pieces." That's brilliant. But I really like that one. That's just sort of a nice kind of, nice sort of breezy, summery acoustic tune, which I really like. Then we've got Everything's Electric, Then we go to World's in Need. Now, this is interesting. So when they did it on Jules, if you listen to the last episode when me and Joel talked about it, we're pretty negative on it. And also like pointed out how the guitar was just exactly Desire by U2. It was very sort of Bo Diddley. This version on the album, completely different. You know, it's completely stripped away from that. You can hardly hear that guitar. There's a lot of harmonica in that verse element. I don't mind the cheesy lyrics I kind of complained about last time. As I say, when I think that's the thing, when you listen to a song in isolation, you know, you kind of are comparing it to every song that's ever been released or you know, everything that Liam could have done. And you think, oh, well, you know, he could have done better than that line. But then I think I'm more forgiving when I'm listening to a whole album, because I'm like, well, I'm in Liam's world here. And when you're in Liam's world, you kind of just accept Liam for what he is. So I think when it's an album like that, as I said, there's a lot more, I'm a bit more forgiving and like, yeah, it's just cool, you know, and I'm happy to just sort of go with them, even if they are cheesy. And it did end up getting stuck in my head. I did post that on Twitter. So even like that cheesy line about sail the seven seas, live a life of ease, I was singing that, you know, I was singing that off the top of my, at the top of my lungs. So, you know, it is a really poppy, cool song. It's just, yeah, it maybe could have done with a little brush up on the lyrics, but actually I'm fine with it. It was good. And yeah, I actually prefer this version to the Jules Holland version, which is strange because normally I tend to favor the more hard rocking stuff. And this version is a lot quieter. But yeah, I do quite like this. And as saying, that's the also written 100% by Liam, with production by Andrew Wyatt. All I wanna do is run away with you, sail the seven seas, live a life of ease. Come on, baby blue, I'm waiting here for you. I see it in your eyes, I see it when you smile. It's a love. Next up, very interesting, Moscow Rules. This is one of the weirder songs on the album. It's written by Liam, Andrew Wyatt, and Ezra Koenig. Ezra Koenig is the lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter from Vampire Weekend. And so you can definitely hear there's sort of something interesting going on in this one. I wouldn't have put it as Vampire Weekend, but you know, there's this sort of, it's very interesting, the piano, the strings, the violins, it's really atmospheric, and I love the lyrics, and I love how it kind of goes into a very swingy kind of chorus from having had like quite a atmospheric sort of verses. And it goes into that sort of swingy chorus, which I just think is really good, really, really well put together and just very different. You know, that's the thing when you have something just different, just sort of, you know, like, oh, wow, I wasn't expecting that. I suppose the closest thing from Liam's back catalogue is Gone from the last album, which is a very filmic song. And I think this is a very filmic song as well.
Home again, but in your dreams you creep back to the wire. Tell the truth or something close, they'll just call you a liar. Oh, when it's done, you can't even retire. Back on the run, back in the line of fire.
I don't know what Moscow Rules means. I mean, if you Google Moscow Rules, then it's rules of thumb said to have been developed during the Cold War to be used by spies and others working in Moscow. Whether or not that is, whether that's what he's going on about, I don't know. Yeah, and I think that that line about the empty seat across the table is staring back is quite powerful. And I wonder if that sort of relates to the last couple of years of COVID, because there was a lot of chat, if you remember, picking up on like people criticizing Boris, you know, like Keir Starmer having a go at Boris and saying, you know, this Christmas people will be looking across an empty chair from loved ones that have died and things like that. So, you know, that sort of idea of the empty chair is quite powerful. But yeah, I think that's really good. That's probably right up there with Don't Go Halfway as maybe my favourite song on the record. And as I say, just because it's different, it's interesting. Talking about different, here we go. Next up is probably the weirdest song on the album, I'm Free. Once again, Liam and Andrew Wyatt, produced by Andrew Wyatt and also Danny L. Hall. And this is very strange. We start off with kind of very, very punky, and then we go into this like sort of reggae, dub reggae section. Really weird and really interesting lyrics from Liam as well. And the way he's delivered them, very aggressive and very punk. This is kind of what we were kind of hoping when we were hearing that Liam was going to do a punk album, but I wasn't expecting him to go and do in the middle of a punk song, it suddenly goes reggae. I mean, where did that come from? How long you gonna sell illusion? How long you gonna sell confusion? You're gonna play the pipe, man.
prisoner taken in the info wars. All in pieces by the government signs ran on the bleachers, and it opened my mind in the valley of the shadow of death. Babies waiting, babies holding a breath.
Very different, very interesting. Yeah, more like this, more weirdness, please, Liam. Love it. Then after that, we go to Better Days, which, you know, we've talked about on the podcast before. Very Tomorrow I Never Know vibes, which is cool. It's one of the best songs ever. Why not? And then Let Forever Be obviously sort of feels similar because it was also a Tomorrow I Never Know type song. Once again, it's sort of really... I think works better in the context of the album. Same again, because I remember hearing it first. A big point I made on the episode was just I was a bit disappointed with the chorus, that just "believe me, yeah" being the chorus isn't really good enough. Whereas actually in the context of the album, it's fine. You know, it's just, it's a really good song with a really summery feeling. Love the strings. Same again. Interestingly, Andrew Wyatt did the string arrangements, not our friend Chris Elliott this time. So Andrew Wyatt did the strings himself. So sounds pretty good, but would have been better if Chris had done it. But anyway, there you go. We talked about that quite a lot, so I won't push on that anymore. But yeah, I do really like it, and like it more in the context of the album. And then we go to Oh Sweet Children. And this is the last track on the album proper, you know, because we've got this weird situation these days where you have the album and you have the deluxe album, but most people listen on streaming and they're just all there. It's not like it's there as an album of 12 and then there's two separate songs separate. No, this is effectively, when you listen to the album, these will also play. So it sort of is a bit weird, but yeah, very interesting one, this. The production is a bit different. Like, it's sort of this muted kind of keyboard sound rather than kind of big strings or whatever. And I like the sort of the guitar work. It's very sort of George Harrison, very sort of John Lennon solo. So yeah, I think that is, it's very good. It's very interesting. Once again, a little bit different, not exactly what we were expecting. But that is, it's probably similar then to stuff he's done in the past, because it's sort of, it's got a same vibe as like Roll It Over and these big kind of bold tunes like that.
Trying to hold your head up high above the chatter.
And then we get into the bonus track. So the Joker is the first one. And I really like this again. I think this sounds similar to like Mother Earth, Matt Dayton's band from the early 90s. It's got that kind of groove to it. It's got like a funkness to it. You know, especially you've got the backing vocals as well, the choir, which works really, really well. And you sort of think, wow, that was just really cool. And you know, some overt references to Noel in there probably, which is fun. Interesting that he sort of not really talked about Noel much in the album proper, and then in this one and the next one, the bonus tracks, he does. But yeah, I really like this. I think it's just got that cool, great, funky vibes, a bit of like wah-wah guitar in there, which is like weird, and I wasn't expecting that from a Liam album.
Mr. Tibbs got a hold on me. Fine by me. You're only out here for a little while, so come on, your dying style. Turn the light on, turn the light on. Get the shame out of her way. Turn the light on, turn your light on. Everybody.
I like, you know, when he sort of like, I'll slip into the choir, you know, things like that. And then obviously work the choir in the background. So it's just, yeah, really excellent track, you know. And if this isn't, you know, if we're in this bizarre situation that was a B-side, then I would have been arguing for that to be on the album, definitely, because it's really one of my favourites. Every time you hold me to the fire, I disappear into the choir. I'm the Joker. And then the last one we've got is this tune, Wave. It's probably the most Liam by Numbers song on there, I'd say. I can see why this one was a bonus track. It's the most sort of, okay, well, you can tell that Liam's written this one. And it's just got that cool, like, riff. And it's got nice kind of flute and stuff going on. The instrumentation's quite interesting. Coming, getting ready or not, the iron is hot. Day. Break me off a piece of your God. If ever I lose my way, we're coming together. I'm falling apart, making it all up, man. It's still from the heart. I know I ain't pretty, I'm covered with scars, but every day I can feel that wave happen.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, my brother don't like me. He said it before. Who threw the first stone? Yeah, who's keeping score? Is fun, you know. And then you've got that happen, happen. So it's cool, but it doesn't sort of, it doesn't jump out. If this was a B-side, I wouldn't be arguing for that to be on the album. But it is cool. It's a great little riff there, and I like what they've done with the. Like that, the organ sound and kind of like the flute sound or whatever it is. I think it's really good. So, yeah. So there we go. All in all, you know, I think that's great. I mean, I've really taken aback by it. People have sort of been talking about, well, where does it rank in terms of, you know, the other Liam albums or the other post-Oasis albums? I mean, it's very early to kind of try and figure that out for me because it's, you know, I need to live with it a little bit longer. But when you look at the track listing of Why Me, Why Not, Shockwave, One of Us, Once, Now That I Found You, Halo, Why Me, Why Not, Be Still, All Right Now, Meadow, The River, Gone, and then the bonus, Invisible Sun, Misunderstood, Glimmer, I mean, I think that's a stronger album. You know, I think Why Me, Why Not is really, really strong. You know, I think it's got the rockier songs that are more out-and-out rocky. There's nothing that really rocks on the album other than say Everything's Electric and I'm Free, but it's a bit weird. So, but whereas you have on there, you've got The River and you've got Halo and Shockwave and stuff like that do actually rock. So yeah, I think Why Me, Why Not is probably my favorite. I mean, looking back at As You Were, I sort of think of as a very interesting first step, because it to me feels like the most Gallagher written. And I mean, it is, you know, you've got Bold, Greedy Soul, You Better Run, I Get By, Universal Gleam, I've All I Need, All My People, All Mankind, and I Never Want to Be Like You are all only written by Liam, you know, whereas every, as I said, it was only two songs on Come On You Know that were only written by Liam. And actually on Why Me, Why Not, there's nothing that's only written by Liam. Everything is a co-write. So yeah, I think As You Were, it really feels like a bunch of Liam songs, acoustic songs that have been given the sort of the pop rock treatment, you know, and that's sort of the key thing. I think about tracks like Universal Gleam and Bold and When I'm in Need, and I've All I Need. It's very much just sort of Liam acoustic songs that have just still got a real acoustic feel to them, and just given that kind of, you know, that sort of poppy chart sheen. And that's fine. That's really good. And I still think it's a really good album and a really good set of songs. I just think it then, that was like the core basis of like, okay, this is sort of relaunching Liam as a solo artist. And now we've gone off, you know, Why Me, Why Not went off on a different direction with stuff like, especially stuff like Meadow and Gone and Why Me, Why Not, One of Us, these sort of slightly weirder, different songs with cool arrangements and things like that. And then with this one, come on, you know, we've just gone completely off the rails. And this is a really weird album with some very strange moments. But yeah, no, so look, as I said, I'm really happy with it. I'm really pleased he's done it. I can see myself listening to it a lot. And yeah, certain tracks I think will be, you know, will go down as regulars that I'll always happily play when I'm going through listening to Liam. So yeah, really pleased with that. And we are going to be seeing Liam at Nebworth in less than a week. This is crazy. I'm going to be there on the Saturday. I've got my parking thing through the post. I've got my ticket on my Ticketmaster app downloaded. I am ready to go. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be there now. We are going to do a meetup of some sorts if you are going to Nebworth on the Saturday. Now, obviously I'm not official. I haven't got a bloody booth or anything. So I'm just going to be wandering around. When I get there, just be on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, probably be on Instagram as well, but one of those two. And if you are there and you want to meet up, then just keep an eye on my Twitter, because I'll probably find a place and get people to come there at some point in the day, probably between two of the bands. And yeah, we'll have a chat. I don't think we'll do anything big or official, but just have a wander around, have a chat with people, get to chat to other members of the podcast community. And yeah, it should be really, really good fun. And if you go on a Friday, or if you go into the Etihad or anything like that, then yeah, obviously I'm not going to be there, but if you want to sort of meet up with other podcast listeners, do some recording, send that in, that would be absolutely fantastic. Just, you know, just tag me on your tweets of where you are. I'll retweet it, arrange a meetup of something between podcast listeners, and that would be really, really cool. So anyway, yes, there we are. So before, when we speak again, it will probably be to review Nebworth. Oh my God, very, very weird. The only other thing to say, I suppose, is that Liam has done a couple of interviews, one of those ones for The Project, that Australian TV show, one for Zoe Ball. Nothing interesting, nothing exciting. The Zoe Ball one, he had a couple of funny lines. There was something he said about trying to stay inconspicuous when walking around. And she sort of said, well, you've got a very distinctive walk. And he sort of said, you know, well, I try and do the walk like the Olympic walkers with your arse cheeks pressed together or something. And that was quite funny to hear him say arse cheeks at like 8:26 in the morning. Yeah, and then he also, there was something like some woman phoned in and he said, you know, and she's got a Liam cushion. Oh, you can come round, you can sit on the cushion. And he sort of made a joke, oh, I'm going to sit on my face or something. You know, so haha, you know, it's good fun. But, you know, nothing else was interesting, nothing else worth listening to be honest. So there we go. That's classic Liam. You know, there's so much, you know, if I got to interview him, I'd love to talk to him about the relationship with Andrew Wyatt, you know, how these songs came about, you know, what the whole process, you know, we know that some of them he's recorded by himself or recorded the vocals by himself with lockdown. There's so many things we could talk about. And yet, you know, it's the same old crap. But anyway, there we go. Right. Well, look, that will do us for today. I hope you enjoyed that. Me rambling about the album for 40 minutes or however long it's been. I hope you enjoyed it. We are going to be back very soon with an interview I did with Paul Bardsley, who was from Molly Halfhead and was in a band with Noel in the very, very early days. And then also we are going to be coming to you live from Nebworth, which will be very, very exciting. If you would like to share your thoughts on come on, you know, then do please get in touch. Drop us an email with an audio message, oasispod@gmail.com. It would be fantastic to hear from you. And yeah, and if people want to, then we'll do a sort of an online recording episode. I was going to do that this weekend, but I just thought, no, I'm just going to do it myself, actually. I've got a lot to say, and I didn't want other people interrupting me. Also, just to say, this weekend, we did a listening party for Ross, who does the Hacienda on Twitch, which was really, really good fun. Once again, I was going to record on that, but I was just really enjoying listening to the tunes. I couldn't be bothered. So thank you very much to Ross for hosting that. It was absolutely brilliant. Really good to hear the album in full and then hang on and listen to some cool tunes afterwards. It was absolutely fantastic. Good. All right. That will do us for today. Thank you very much for listening. And most of all, thanks go to our patrons. You put your money where your mouth is, and it's greatly, greatly appreciated. You can become a patron at patreon.com/oasispod, which is where I post the episodes early, and we post additional things occasionally, and you can qualify for extra stuff. And you can be part of the Discord. So if you've joined Patreon recently and you haven't had a Discord code, but you'd like to jump on the Discord, then just drop me a message on Twitter or Instagram or email or something, and I'll ping you a code. You can get on the Discord. Good group of people on there having a chat most days. So it's really, really good fun. Drop me an email, oasispod@gmail.com. As I said, audio messages always greatly appreciated. Or if you just want to let me know you're listening, I always like to hear from you. Follow on social media in the usual places. And I think that will about do it for us. All right. Stay in touch, stay engaged, and stay young.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.